Well, we was trying to talk about where we got to the, let's see, we got the axle.
Yes.
And then the part around the axle.
Is it the, do you call it a bolt in there? What do you call it?
These things are little wiry things, you know.
Yes.
They stick out, they go out like this around the
axle.
Round axle, let me show you.
Yeah.
You got, here's the wheel. Okay, if this part's the axle, yeah. Then there's...
Spokes!
Yeah!
Spokes, yeah, that's what it is!
Yeah.
Spokes okay. And a wheel, yes.
And then, this is the spokes, and
yes.
Then what's this part here?
That's the wheel, I call it that round, that's the rim.
Yeah.
Now, that's the rim.
If you're carrying wood and going back and forth and carrying wood and going back and forth, what would you say you was doing to the wood?
Bringing it in. Bringing in the wood. Toting out the wood.
If going down a country road and there'd been a big storm or something and it was a log.
Across the road.
Then how would you get rid of it? You'd have to get rid of it before you could move
could
on down the road.
Could get across. You just have to get out and move it. Turn around there and go back away where it wasn't down that one.
Well, how would you move it across the road? You couldn't pick it up.
No, you couldn't. Well, I have seen them laying across the road, and folks would take the axe and cut it.
Mm-hmm.
And so they can move it, you know, or either saw it into or something like that.
And then just drag it on off.
Drag it on off, that's right.
What do you use for breaking up the ground?
A plow.
All right. Is there more than one kind of plow?
Yes, and there's a harrow, and a turn plow, and a plow, this plow,
yes.
And let's see, he's got four or five T's, you know, to cover up the cone and stuff when you do it. A heap of time, folks has got hollow, the cotton, the ground be hard, and the cotton, a cone one won't come up, but they run that hollow over it, not a soft the ground, and it'll come on up.
You know what, an egg-shaped thing, an implement is that's used for holding logs to saw them into?
No, let me see, what do you call that? They used to call, what did they call? Because I've seen folks cut them up braces or something, cut a log, and they'd be, put the log be here and they'd be, this would be a thing, and this, and another over here, you know, and lay that cup, and I, racks, I believe they call them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, racks.
Well, that's an X-shaped frame. Have you ever seen like an A-shaped frame that you use for like laying planks across if you want to make furniture?
That's right, yes.
Well, did you have a name for those A-shaped frames?
No, I just tell you, I don't know no name for that, I don't guess. I don't know what to call them.
Okay, when you get up early in the morning, your hair's going every which way.
Wait.
You got to go get something to smooth it down.
That's
so
right.
You can be presentable. What do you do?
Now get a comb.
Yeah, and you got a comb, and then you also got a...
brush.
Yeah. In a shotgun, you've got bullets put together.
That's right, and shells.
Yeah, you call them
pistols.
Shells.
Your pistols you use as cartridges.
All right.
And shotguns to use shells.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Okay, if you got the grandchildren come over here much, you know, you might want to go outside and make them little things to play in
that's
out in the yard, you know. And if you